101.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, and happy Wednesday. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Radio, and my name is Lindy Lewis, and you are getting a crazy nasally, my morning sexy voice, I suppose, voice, because this is not COVID. I've tested multiple times, and I just have a good old-fashioned cold, so I'm nursing it along with a cup of tea and some honey. And welcome, North Idaho listeners. I'm very excited to introduce our guest today. Again, North Idaho Radio is wonderful and allows us to come on and interview people who are pursuing purpose and passion. And Let Your Color Out Life is just that. I've got Brad Goffney in the studio with me today. And he is not only a friend and a colleague in personal work, but also just a really amazing coach. And he's part of a men's group and works with different corporations. So I'm going to just allow Brad to introduce himself. Thank you, Brad, so much for taking time out and joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Lindy. Thanks for the invitation to be here. So a little bit about me.
Yeah, just go ahead and dive into a little bit about who you are. And you've been in Sandpoint many, many years. Those of you probably know Brad Goffney from his corporate life as well.
Yeah, I've been in Sandpoint for 20 years. And my wife and I live here. We raised our boys here and love Sandpoint. But you know, for me, for the last 15 years, I've been working with men. So I've been sitting in men's groups in Sandpoint, Idaho. We happen to have a very entrenched men's group here, which is really just a group of men in our community that get together once a week, and we are dedicated to living lives of integrity and accountability. And so we support each other. We create a very safe space to talk, to open up things that may not feel safe to open up.
Especially as a man.
Mm-hmm. And it's really taken me on a journey over the last 15 years. So I started doing the work professionally about 8 years ago in leading workshops for men and doing weekend workshops, starting off with weekend workshops. Now I do workshops. I'm a one-on-one somatic coach. I'm involved with the Somatic Experiencing for Trauma School based out of Boulder, Colorado, developed by Peter Levine. The somatic work is just a bullseye when it comes to really getting into our bodies, learning our emotional states, and just really noticing what's happening in our own physiology. And so it really works so much in helping men discover really who they are in their bodies.
I think one of the reasons I was excited to have Brad as our guest today, not only all of these, the qualifications and the fact that you've actually stepped into your own personal work. We talk a lot about the work. I've done it as a recovering alpha female or this type A woman who's had to like really drop in and look at the aspects or the beliefs that no longer serve me and that maybe keep me from living that life of integrity and honesty. But Brad, one of the things you mentioned briefly was this men's group. And I think it's so important that men feel supported. And I think that's one of the reasons I wanted really to reach out to you today. But talk about the men's group that you're a part of.
Yeah. So I'm involved with a few men's organizations. So in Sandpoint, Idaho, we have the Sandpoint Men's Group. And just our rough format or our structure is we actually have right now four different groups operating at any given time. We meet every Wednesday. It's free. It's a community thing that we all do. So there's really no charge. And it's just a place where we get together and we create a safe space to really open up what's happening with our bodies emotionally. So, you know, everybody, all men's, you know, everybody goes through life transitions in different ways. And so it's amazing to see men in circle where they may feel that something's just very personal for them. They're the only ones going through it, and then they reveal something. And there's other men in the group that are saying, oh, that's true for me too. And just even that is healing for men.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know I even, you know, my own experience is when you have somebody else going through it, it's, you hate the adage, misery loves company, but in this case, it sort of does. I mean, it's really a way to just feel that you're not as crazy as you might think you are.
Yeah. You know, something that we do is we really boil everything down to five primary emotions in the work that we do. And so often we will ask men, well, what are you feeling? And so the five primary emotions that we go to are anger, joy, sadness, fear, or shame. And it's funny because when we really use those as a baseline, it's easy for men to notice that in their body and then go right to it. Like, I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling sad. And this is something that actually is a fairly new vocabulary for men.
Yeah, I was going to say that feeling is not an easy thing. I think there's such a stigma and such a pressure just by being a man that is attached to that. And so men aren't, we've sort of been conditioned out of, or they have, I would say, conditioned out that feeling aspect. They have to always be the strong, secure one. And, you know, men often have their own insecurities and aspects that they don't feel met, especially, you know, in that traditional role.
Yeah, absolutely. And so most of the men I work with, it's very common where we just didn't have the modeling from our fathers. Our fathers didn't have the modeling from their fathers on how to be emotionally available, how to be emotionally expressive. And so the emotions get stuffed. And I think we all know what happens in the body if the emotions get stuffed. It either seeps out at the wrong time toward the wrong person, right? Yeah. Or it just stays bottled up, and that can create a lot of health problems.
In my case, it's disease. You know, that was we have clearly so much juicy information that we will share, but we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking with Brad Goffney, and we'll get into maybe those five principles that are maybe difficult for men to share. And if you're listening and just joined us, you're listening to North Idaho Radio. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I am interviewing Brad Goffney. Thank you so much.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side mirrors can get off track. Windshields can be cracked by snow removal equipment. And, of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems. They have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility and a mobile service that will come to you. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Oh, thanks for the candy hearts, but you really didn't have to. I mean, really.
Folks are falling head over heels for these wheels and deals. Neil here from Auto Credit Sales, and it's the season of love, and I'm here to help you meet your match. So if you've fallen out of love with your old ride, or other dealers have left you brokenhearted, get ready to fall head over heels for these wheels and deals. I've got a solution for every situation. Low monthly payments? No problem. Low down payments? You could drive for just a couple bucks down. Trade-ins? We're paying way more than they're worth. And you could even lower your monthly payment in the process. Broken up over past credit mishaps? My For the People credit approval process is the best matchmaker. We hook you up with the banks and lenders who want to approve you. But hurry, this deal will fade away faster than first love. I'm Neil, and I'm your dealer for the people. See all the wheels and deals at autocreditsales.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative of equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends February 28th, 2022.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated, and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, northidahoradio.com.
Oh, welcome back. This voice, I was just commenting to Brad that this voice just makes me sound terrible. And I think in our current culture, everybody's paranoid. So it's really hard. I feel like I'm walking around with a scarlet letter. It's like, but I am walking around with a mask. So that's a good thing. But it's just a good old fashioned cold. Again, you're listening to Let Your Color Out, Life with Lindy. And I'm interviewing Brad Goffney. Again, one of the reasons that I really was excited to have him in studio with me today was because I think men have so much attachment to the role of just being that label, just being a man, and there's a lot of pressure, and oftentimes they don't feel like they can be expressive or insecure or have emotional availability. And you know, as a woman, you know, we play a role in that. I mean, we have an expectation of those men. And why I brought Brad in is just to maybe offer some ideas for men. If you're out there, you know, listening to the show, it might be a great way to just take a look at maybe what's going on for you. So maybe speak to those emotions that men are having a hard time expressing, or what you've noticed in the work you've done over the last 15 years.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. So I think, Lindy, in my experience, emotional expression for men is more around their personal relationship with the emotions. So once again, those five primary emotions that we go over are anger, sadness, joy, fear, shame. And the reality is that there are 1,000 emotions, but we let them all kind of trickle down to those five primary emotions because it's just easier for a conversation. It's easier to...
It's a quick identifier.
It is. It's a quick identifier. And so what we find is that, well, in my practice, because I've worked for many, many years with men, in my experience, anger is the number one, it's the easiest emotion for men to access is anger. That being said,
the hardest to express, I would think.
It is. Okay. It is the hardest to express. Yeah. It is the one emotion that men are the most afraid of expressing, yet it's always just right there. It's always right under their skin. And so to walk around with unexpressed anger and to walk through life in that way, it just, again, it gets stored in the body. And then it doesn't have a way of expression. And so, you know, in the work that I do, we often talk about anger in two different ways. We talk about anger as being destructive, because I think most men have experienced this at some point in their life where they have witnessed anger being very destructive to relationships, you know, causing collateral damage in some way, hurting other people in some way. And so there may be this hesitation. It's like anger is not okay for me to express. I witnessed how my father expressed anger, or I witnessed how other people expressed anger, and I'm just not going to do that. So
they stuff it.
So they stuff it, yeah. And so it becomes a double bind. Mm-hmm. So if I stuff it, I hurt myself. If I express it, I hurt somebody else. Mm, so wow. That's a double bind.
Yeah.
And so what we do in our practicing and in the one-on-one work that I do with men is we really open up a new field of what would be compassionate anger. So compassionate anger is a beautiful expression of power. Mm-hmm. It's when a man sets a boundary and says, here's my boundary and you're not going to cross this line, right? It takes a lot of energy, a lot of expression to set a boundary and to hold that boundary. So compassionate anger shows up in a lot of ways. It helps with clarity. It helps with purpose. It helps with protection. I'm going to protect my family, right? I'm going to protect those that I love. And so it can show up in different ways, but the important thing is that this is an expression of energy. Anger is nothing more than an energy in our body.
Releasing.
And yeah. How am I going to release it? Mm-hmm. And so opening up a whole nother field that this might be a positive way of expressing the energy, it's a game changer for a lot of men. It really is.
Well, it's so, you know, I always am an advocate of health. And, you know, if you leave that anger in the body or resentment, any of that stuff, it will manifest in some sort of, you know, I hate to, in my case, of course, it was an illness in the nervous system. It was a disease in the system. Mm-hmm. But it can just manifest in all kinds of injury, inflammation. And, you know, when I teach the yoga, I talk about, you know, there's issues in your tissues. And it's kind of a simple way of saying it. But I think that is where we're getting around to is this somatic healing that you're talking about.
Yeah, it really is. It's in the body. It's an energy that's in the body that really wants to be expressed. And the problem is we get in our own way, so we don't express it. Something else I do see on anger, which I think is important to mention, is with so many men I work with, that anger often gets coupled with shame. And this may come from childhood, from acting out, from being expressive, and then being told that you're bad.
Or you're disappointing.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that then anger gets coupled with shame, and that can affect the nervous system as well. That can really hold people back. And I'm speaking of men, but it's
a general, absolutely.
Exactly.
All of us.
But this is something that becomes, it's like walking through thick mud, trying to go through life because you're always feeling like something is holding you back. And it's often anger gets coupled with shame, which means I can't express anger without feeling my shame because they're coupled together. And so, again, part of the work is to pull them apart and to really feel the shame separately from the anger. And this is when we really get into facilitated workshops. This is when we get into facilitated events because it's hard for anyone to do this on their own. So, but to pull those apart is actually really, really powerful.
It is a really difficult process to do on your own. I have done much of my own personal work and written 3 books on sort of the unlayering of the beliefs that didn't really help me celebrate my most authentic and happy, healthy self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really, you do need a guide almost. It's, you know, you do the work, but that guide, that accountability is so critical when you're in this process.
Yeah, it really is. It's important to have a guide. It's important to have somebody holding you accountable and also somebody to just track you in your progress so you're not doing it alone.
And remember the things that you know, sometimes you go through it and you forget how much you've let go of along the way. And
mm-hmm.
We've got to celebrate. I am always an advocate of celebrating the milestones because it's taken a lot of work to get to this place.
Yeah. Little improvements go a long way.
That's Brad, what got you into the work? Why did you dive in?
It started at a very simple invitation. A friend of mine invited me to the Sandpoint Men's Group.
But here you are going along in life. Everything's fine and dandy. Got your job. Like, no problem. Don't feel any problems, right?
No. Okay. No. Just invited me. So, do you want to check this out? And I said, sure. And so, when I stepped into a men's circle, it was literally like a breath of fresh air. It was an environment that I had never experienced before of having a group of men, everybody sober, everybody aware, everybody in their bodies, and just really owning their experience, owning what's happening for them in a very deep way. This isn't talking sports. It's not networking.
You're present. I mean, when does that happen? What party do you go to where people are actually present with you and they're not trying to like, how can we link and build and do? And, you know, I mean, it's like, where's that moment of just really holding that safe space?
Right. It's almost an alternate reality in a way, because you're in a space where you can reveal anything, mm-hmm. and you're really being held. Nobody's judging you. Nobody's saying that you're wrong. Nobody's even trying to change you. You're just, you can be free and say whatever it is that is going on in your life, what's happening. And honestly, it just, this environment doesn't exist in most men's communities. It just doesn't exist.
Or kind of humanity for
that. Or humanity, yeah.
Matter at yeah. this moment. So that's what started the interest for you, as you started these groups.
Yeah.
And you were like, this is interesting. I mean, I can actually show up and not be told that I was wrong, or I should do this, or I should do all these different things. You know, one of the things I unlayered so much was a shooting on myself. I mean, I just, mm-hmm. I don't do it anymore. And, you know, sometimes that's a little, it's very free flowing, but it's like, well, this is just, you know, what needs to happen next.
And honestly, Lindy, I went in thinking, you know, I'm relatively solid. I don't have a lot of trauma from my life. And so I'm good. And what I found is that I actually had a ton of work to do. A ton of things popped up for me. Yeah. And I was so grateful that I had that format, that structure that I could do the work within. And it didn't take long before I felt the benefit of offering the work to others. It just feeds me in a deep way. In fact, I believe Peter Levine talks about PTSD and a very simple cure for PTSD is, if you suffer from PTSD, go help somebody else.
Service.
It makes a big difference.
Service. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that service is sometimes, but when you're in your own way and you're so knee deep in your own stuff, or neck deep in your own stuff, that's sort of the paradox. It's the last thing you feel that you can actually offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's so true. You know, the self-worth of men, as it pops up in the work that I've experienced with men, it's amazing how many men don't give themselves credit for being able to help anybody else. They just don't think that they're worth anything in that way. And for men to support other men in the way of you know, just like your radio show, to help men develop a sense of purpose, help men develop a sense of personal power that is theirs. It's not about anybody else, right? It's theirs, and they can take it through life with them. It's beautiful to see it unfold.
What I like about it is, as the man, and again, I'm speaking like as the man. I mean, I am that woman that has done this work, and as you start to settle and soften and show up a little more honest and authentic, just things around you change. I mean, that's truly, you know, I remember I got into the work. I'm like, I've got to help everybody learn how important it is to take care of your body and your health and let go of beliefs that don't serve you. And I sort of went on a bit of a crusade. And then, you know, that was, I put all my energy out and needed to really just start living that. And the best way to live that is by inspiring it in others and teaching and serving and showing up.
Yeah, it really is amazing. You know, I will say this with men, that is really interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. It's not surprising, but it goes along with the adage that men don't ask for directions. Getting men into this space is unbelievably difficult.
It is. They don't feel like they, what, deserve it? What's the common belief there?
I think it's just a guy thing. It really is.
Can't ask for help?
Yeah, I can't ask for help. It's a sign of weakness. It's a sign that I might be broken or something might be wrong.
Or it might blow something up.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. The reality is that when men show up, when they do step into the room, whether it's in a group setting or in a one-on-one setting, it is, for everybody, kind of like that breath of fresh air that I was speaking to earlier. It's like, why have I waited so long? It happens every single time in my experience, but getting them into the room, it is a painful process sometimes.
And it's a patient, painful process. It takes time.
Yep, that's so true.
We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue just talking with Brad Goffney about why it's important for us to acknowledge and honor our feelings. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Make your Valentine's weekend very special this year with take-home dinner for two from Ivano's Catering. Yes, you heard right. Ivano's Catering is still in business at our new location at the Pondere Event Center. February 11th through the 14th, we are offering a special Valentine's menu to go, including some of Ivano's classics. As always, each meal is made with amore. Reserve yours today so you don't miss out. Ordering is easy. Just give us a call at 208-263-0211. And for more info, check us out on Facebook, Ivano's Catering.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free visit. forhims.com/radio.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hello, hello, welcome back. This is Lindy Lewis, and I am talking with Brad Goffney, and we were having a great behind-the-scenes conversation just about what get men into this, and we were talking how women tend to really show up and support each other authentically. They have cups of coffee and tea, or they're supported if they go to a yoga training or a personal development workshop, but men aren't. Men don't tend to show up for this, like Brad was saying as we were going out on break, how difficult men they struggle to choose this. So what can you say to that?
You know, in my experience, like I was saying before, when men step into this environment, they're always happy that they did, always. But getting, just finding the courage to step into this space takes a lot for men. And so I find it when I put out a workshop, when I do different work, it's like pulling teeth to get guys in the door. But once they're in, you can't get them out.
But you were talking, a lot of the men are pushed there by their woman. And oftentimes it's an alpha female. It's that type A woman that's like, hey,
yep,
we want to seize the day and capture the most out of life.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling you on break, but yesterday I got a call from a man in California who was referred to me. I've never met him. And he was in a great deal of emotional pain. And his wife has really been doing her work. For the last 2 years, she's been with a coach. She's been doing workshops. She's been taking care of her health, where he really hasn't. And so their relationship just hit a wall, and to the point where she said, you need to do your work. I can't do it for you. And he reached out, he found me, and he reached out. We had a conversation yesterday, but it's so typical to have this happen where in a partnership, maybe one person is doing their work and the other person is not, and then it creates a constriction in the relationship.
It creates you tend to grow apart. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't stay connected because it's such an important aspect of intimacy.
Yeah, it really is. And I often tell guys the same thing. It's not what they want to hear, but
it isn't.
If you would have come to me, 4 months ago, we wouldn't be here right now. Mm-hmm. And so, but here we are. And then it's really that standing on that ledge. Are you ready to actually do the deep work that's necessary?
Commit.
Yeah.
Commitment. You know, it's so easy to just stick your toes in and go like, and I know when I started the work, I was a total runner. I'm like, yeah, no way. This is so not for me, because you feel very exposed mm-hmm. and vulnerable. And, but the reality is once you get to the other side and you start to be held through those, feelings of insecurity and not necessarily knowing that it's okay to be wrong, or not everybody's right. It's your right is different than my right.
Yeah.
And opinions can vary across the board.
You just said something really important, and that is that urge to run. And
I was a runner.
That. Yeah. And so, that is what we call in, a sympathetic response, which is fight or flight. And most people have heard of that. What most people don't understand is what actually happens in the body when we hit a fight or flight response. And that is a sympathetic response in our physiology. And it's good to know what our physiology does when we hit that state. And we are wired we're mammals, so we are all wired the same way. And so, in a way, our blood mobilizes to our arms and our legs, getting us ready to either fight or flight. Our heart rate variability changes, our blood flow changes, and we actually lose capacity for language and reasoning because the blood flows out of our neocortex, our frontal lobe of our brain, and it mobilizes into the part of the body that we need for survival.
The extremities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's so funny, and most people that are listening probably have had moments where they've been very angry to the point where it has thrown them into this state of being. And in that state, you lose a sense of language. You don't know what to say or how to say it. And you're just, all you see is red, right?
Very reactive.
Right.
Yes.
It's a sympathetic state. It is. It's rage.
It is rage.
And we're wired for it. It's natural. It's
sympathetic.
Normal.
Yeah. We don't need to judge it. We need to say, oh, that's what's happening now. Okay. That happened. What do you do?
Right, right.
How do you stop in that moment? Do you teach your people to do this?
So we do. And so there's resources that are available to catch ourselves so we can come back into the parasympathetic, which is really that state of rest, relaxation. And it's where I have full capacity for language, I can really connect with you, and I'm non-threatening. I'm not threatening you in a parasympathetic state, right? And so what we do is we teach different tools, different resources to help get you out of that state of being and widen your capacity for a parasympathetic state.
So you can actually step back and make a decision from a place of reflection.
That's
right. I talk a lot about that power in the pause.
And stay in the conversation, right? And this happens in relationships all the time.
Stay in the conversation.
It's so hard. But, I experience this with my wife. If I feel like I'm criticized, even if she doesn't do it, if I feel like I'm criticized or I'm being put down in some way, I may feel that flight response. Like, I just want to run. But staying in the conversation, using these tools to be here, stay connected, it always works. We can always talk our way through it, right? But those tools are necessary in order to stay connected and be there.
Mm-hmm. And those are the tools that you learn with a patient process.
Yeah.
It's a very, very grueling. And I think, you know, when I initially was considering myself the kind of, I put my toes in and I'm like, no way, it's way better to be that armored alpha where I just got stuff done and I had a job and it was my identity and I cruised through the world with this like badge of honor. But then this is where I really am. This is the crux of my radio show. Health can't sustain that. You cannot live healthy in that state of fight or flight. No. That sympathetic space is taxing on all of your constitutional systems.
Yeah, yeah. And
your relationships.
It's what we call the survival response, right? Because we are wired for survival.
Right.
The problem is in our culture and today, we are all really on the edge of survival often. It feels like that. So I'll give you real quick Peter Levine's example of how we're wired and how the somatic process works in the body. So just picture an impala in Africa. And there's a cheetah that is stalking a herd of impalas, right? And then that cheetah singles out one impala and it runs and it's right on top of it. That impala knows it's going to be killed. And so what happens is that impala knows that it can't run and it can't fight the cheetah. So it freezes and it goes into what we call a dorsal freeze. So it's a freeze response that impala now plays dead. It is a protective measure. So when that impala plays dead, the cheetah may drag it somewhere for its cubs or whatever, but it will leave it. It thinks the impala is dead. The impala will come back to life when it feels safe, and it will run. And as soon as it feels like it's out of sight of the cheetah, the impala will literally stop in the middle of a field and just shake, and just shake and shake and shake and shake the trauma out. It's what we're not very good at doing as people.
We don't shake.
We don't shake.
We don't hardly dance. Yeah, that's a great analogy for us.
Mm-hmm. And so that stays trapped in the body. This is the formula for PTSD. Mm-hmm. This is the formula for embedded trauma that doesn't get released. And it affects our health. It affects how we behave, our traits, our behaviors. It affects a lot of things in our lives.
I think, you know, too, life... you can sustain that for so much time, but then if your health doesn't blow up, your perfect on paper life might, or just not even perfect on paper, your life can just literally fall apart before your eyes.
Yeah, something always gives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something's got to give.
Got to give.
And I always like to say you can run, but you can't hide.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So either deal it with it. I remember when I started the work, someone told me, they said, let's see, I'm 62 and starting this, and you're 42 and starting this. I'm like, okay, all right, you know. But it still, it's important to do. We have so many wonderful things that you're sharing with us. Before we take our last break, this hour always goes so fast, but what are some healthy ways, this is just such an, to express anger, or what is the shake? What are a couple of, just give our listeners, because I always like to leave them with a takeaway of some sort. What's the shake? Of course, I always talk breath work, but what's something you
would
suggest?
Right. So in regards to anger specifically, there's a few things that I really like. One is to just be in a space that might be private and feel your feet on the ground and just growl. Growl like an animal, just growl until you feel the growl go all the way down into your gut, until you feel it ripple through your entire system. And with your feet on the ground, you're grounded. And if you can just growl, the anger doesn't have to be about anything in this moment. It's just, again, energy that is getting released. And it can be just a very subtle growl.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be.
It can start as a rumbling, but you'll be surprised. I haven't done that specific thing, but I've done exercises where it's amazing what that growl can turn into when you are in a safe space by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be yelling, screaming, hitting, throwing pillows. It doesn't have to be any of that. Sometimes just a soft growl, when you can really feel the vibrations through your body, literally all the way into your gut, if you can really growl until you get to that space it's a tremendous amount of release that you're allowing your body.
I can just imagine, you know, a man hearing you say that, being like, yeah, whatever. But yet I'm such an advocate for that. Because it does. It's a vibration through the body.
It is. So if you're driving right now and you're by yourself, turn off the radio for 2 seconds and then do it. Or do it after the show.
Who cares? Like,
right.
you're only with yourself. It's
just
where it's got to start. Because it's starting to build that sacred space for yourself.
That's exactly right. You're
becoming your own advocate. Well, we're going to have to jump to our last break. And then on our way out, we are going to let you know how to stay connected to Brad and his resources and his wonderful repertoire of tools to unfold into your highest, healthiest self. Thanks so much for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Are you dreaming of a vacation or staycation? Why not do some good while planning your next getaway by bidding on a live package at the Bonner General Health Foundation's 14th annual Virtual Heart Ball on February 12th. From luxury glamping in Moab to tearing up Honky Tonk Row in Nashville, our live auction has something for everyone. Bidding starts online on February 1st. Join us for the virtual event benefiting time-sensitive emergency imaging. Visit bonnergeneral.org or the BGH Facebook event page for more details. Are you dreaming of a vacation or staycation? Why not do some good while planning your next getaway by bidding on a live package at the Bonner General Health Foundation's 14th annual Virtual Heart Ball on February 12th. From luxury glamping in Moab to tearing up Honky Tonk Row in Nashville, our live auction has something for everyone. Bidding starts online on February 1st. Join us for the virtual event benefiting time-sensitive emergency imaging. Visit bonnergeneral.org or the BGH Facebook event page for more details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
For help with food, healthcare, and other resources, call or visit 211.org.
211, how can I help you?
211, get connected. Get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are jumping right back in because we've only got a few minutes. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you, Brad Goffney, for joining me today. We spent the last 45 minutes, for those of you just joining us, talking about why it's so important to feel your emotions and why men specifically don't feel that they can, but how to create that space to feel their emotions. So we've talked about all of the reasons, but why would someone choose this?
Journey, yeah. Brad. Why is it important?
Yeah, I guess why? Because life is okay. Like you said back there, life was good.
Yeah. All I can speak from is experience. And my experience is doing this work and holding myself accountable for my own emotional state and then being able to express myself in maybe new ways to my wife, to my children. It has made me a better father. It has made me way more powerful in business. It has, I just celebrated my 27th wedding anniversary last summer. Just grateful that I have beautiful relationships in my life. And it really is because of how I show up differently now than I did 15 years ago when I started this work. And honestly, 15 years ago, when I looked in the mirror, I couldn't honestly say that I'm looking at a man, and now I can. Right. So I have fallen into relationship with my own sense of masculinity through emotional expression. And I can't tell you what it does for my ability to connect to others in a very deep way. So it is important.
So good to just have that real, to have your own back for real.
Yeah.
And to really kind of enjoy yourself as a human.
Yeah.
You know, rather than think you've got to be this for everybody else. I mean, you get to just be it for you. And then again, that's sort of part of the reason I like to do these shows, is to just encourage people to step into that, that place of doing the best version of themselves while they're here, and quit judging each other and being that people pleaser. I mean, really show up for yourself.
Well, and as you say that, in men's groups in particular, to have other men have your back when we're practicing these new skills, to have other men really supporting us as we support them,
role-playing
is super important. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
Well, we are winding down. Brad, how can people work with you?
Anyone could jump on my website, which is just my name, Brad Golfany. Should I spell it? Probably.
I will link it to Let Your Color Out.
Okay. BradGolfany.com. Okay. And that's about me and my practice. You could jump on our local men's group website, which is sandpointmensgroup.com. And if you're looking for a national organization, which I am a lead facilitator for, there's a national men's organization that I invite everybody to check out, and that's everyman.com, and that's everyman.com. So jump on Everyman and just look at what's available in the men's community. It actually is pretty expansive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think that's terrific. You've been so helpful. So for those of you who are encouraged by this, reach out to Brad Golfany. Go ahead and spell your last name, because that might be easier
to reach
your website.
It's Brad, and then last name is GOLPHENEE.
Brad, it's like Golfany.
Golfany, yeah.
Golfany.
BradGolfany.com.
Yeah. And yep. there's a lot of reasons to step in. Again, you know, if you have a young man in your world, like a mother with a son who feels like they're maybe not showing up in their with their healthiest perspective, then this is a great way to get some coaching. And you do work with young men.
Yeah. And I just actually paired my son up with a high-level coach who's a good friend of mine, and they had their first call today. I am so excited.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he excited?
Yeah. I mean, the tone in his voice after I talked with him just before the show was, I could already feel his excitement of being able to work with another man.
Aside from a parent, it's not that we aren't always there, but it's good to have a different perspective.
Yeah. And I can't be, even though I do this for a living, I can't do this for him in this way. It's not my job. I'm his dad. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brad, thank you so very much. And those of you listening, I appreciate you listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And I just hope you all have a remarkable day. And I would say probably one of the best takeaways is to definitely release any anger. I think anger was one of the highlights we talked about today. If you've got that, it can just manifest in illness, disease, explosive parenting. And there's a great way Brad recommended, you know, just grounding your feet, going through a grounding exercise and growling, or, you know, I like to sing as loud as I can, or exercise is another great way. And so often we forget about that. So there's many, many tools. And I just want to thank you all for listening and tuning into North Idaho Radio.
K246 CU, 1450 KBFI.